so dwelling Galatians 6:22. Nara devatam apana.
Nara devatam apana.
Nara devatam apana.
Nara devatam apana.
Sura karya chikirshaya.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Chakre viryanyata param.
Chakre viryanyata param.
Chakre viryanyata param.
Chakre viryanyata param.
Nara devatam apana.
Nara devatam apana.
Sura karya chikirshaya.
Sura karya chikirshaya.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Chakre viryanyata param.
Chakre viryanyata param. Nara devatam apanna.
Nara devatam apanna.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Chakre viryanya ataparam.
Chakre viryanya ataparam.
Nara devatam apanna.
Nara devatam apanna.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Surya karya chikirshaya.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Chakre viryanya taparam.
Chakre viryanya taparam.
Nara devatam apana.
Nara devatam apana.
Sura karya chikirshaya.
Sura karya chikirshaya.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Samudra nigraha dini.
Chakre viryanya ataparam.
Chakre viryanya ataparam.
Nara.
Nara.
Human being.
Human being.
Devatam.
Devatam.
Divinity.
Divinity.
Apanaha.
Apanaha.
Having assumed the form of.
Having assumed the form of
Sura,
Sura,
the demigod,
the demigod,
Karya,
Karya,
activities,
activities,
Chikirshaya,
Chikirshaya,
for the purpose of performing,
for the purpose of performing,
Samudra,
Samudra,
the Indian Ocean,
the Indian Ocean,
Nigraha Adini,
Nigraha Adini,
controlling, etc. Chakre,
Chakre,
did perform,
did perform.
Viryani,
Viryani,
superhuman prowess,
superhuman prowess.
Ataparam,
Ataparam,
thereafter.
Thereafter.
Translation. In purport, by His Divine Grace, He walked through the Dhamma, Srila
Prabhupada.
In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama in order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods. He exhibited His superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean, and then killing the atheist king, Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea, responsibly. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama.
The Lord appeared as King Rama. In order to perform some pleasing work.
For the demigods.
For the demigods.
He exhibited superhuman prowess.
He exhibited superhuman powers.
By controlling the Indian Ocean. And then killing the atheist King Ravana. Who was on the other side of the sea. Before. You want to read? Is it the same?
Yes. The personality of Goddess Sri Ram assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods, or the administrative personalities, to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with the spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the course of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialists challenge the existence of God. Ravana was one of them, And he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planet of Indra, heaven, by material means, without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase to be built up directly reaching the heavenly planet, so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter that planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Ram, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife Sita. Of course, Lord Ram came to chastise his ethics, answering the prayer and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravan, and the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramchandra was the personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravan, could perform. Lord Ramchandra prepared the royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it is not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is a creation of the Lord, by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones even within this earth to be weightless and prepared the stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. That is a display of the power of God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Lord Rama, in the role of a human king, that was important because Ravana had a benediction, similar to Hiranyakashipu, that he could defeat any demigod, and other creatures, any animal, but he didn't think, he said, human beings, they're so puny, I don't have to be worried about them. And so, Lord Ramachandra had the form of a human being, so he had to stand against it. He couldn't take shelter of his womb. And of course he was defeated. So this is the arrangement of the Lord to defeat the atheists. But otherwise, atheists are prominent here in the material world, especially in Kali Yuga. Every one of us is influenced by atheism to some degree. Otherwise, we would be fully God conscious. We'd see everything in relationship to God. But we don't. We see separately. We see things in relationship to ourselves. We put ourselves in the center. So that's a form of godlessness. It's called self-adultery, not adultery, but idol, self-idol. Idol is a false idol, you say. They claim that we have a false idol in the temple. The Muslims come to break it. But this is not idol. This is made in the image of the Lord in his real spiritual transcendental form. So anyway, we have to encounter that tendency to atheism in our own hearts. Whenever we see it, we should try to understand with proper philosophy and intuition that we're not the center of the universe, although it's tempting to think that we are, to act for our own advantage all the time, but actually this is not our constitutional position. And if we agree instead to act for the on the mission of the spiritual master, then we'll be acting according to our natural position. So most people can't do that. Therefore, in one sense you can say grihastha ashram is a concession for those who don't want to just fully dedicate themselves to the mission of the spiritual master. And so they're allowed to imagine that, they're the center of their house, griha. Of course, it's still in that house, then they have to learn how to put Krishna in the center, keep the deity and so on. Then it becomes a place where they can also advance in spiritual life. But it's easier if one can just avoid going into the grihasthashram and immediately take up the renounced order in brahmacharya and sannyas, because then there won't be any tendency to deviate. One can fully dedicate herself for the service of the Lord without having to consider, well, I have to maintain my wife, my children, I have a lot of time, just like Fuchs. You know, he could be sitting here with us discussing this, but he has responsibility to go to work and so on. So there has to be two interests then, practically. But for Brahmacharya Sannyas, they only have one interest, how to always be pushing on the order of the spiritual master, pleasing the spiritual master. Brahma said, that was my success. I took the order of my spiritual master as my life and soul. Always taxing your brain. What is the best way to assist Prabhupada in his mission? Because Prabhupada was one-pointed, that's for sure. He talks about that verse in the Bhagavad Gita 241, where it's mentioned that the intelligence of those who are resolute is one-pointed, but the others are many-branched. So Prabhupada was one-pointed. He was always thinking how to please his spiritual master by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And so we can also take up that service. It's open to everyone. Everyone can assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading the message of the Lord all over the world. But generally, we get deviated. Another example is Ashwani. Now, he's chanting his round, which is good. He takes it very seriously. He wants to make sure he chants his 16 hours every day. But then he misses the Bhagavatam class, which is advised we should regularly hear daily. Icham Bhagavata Sevaya. He says we should definitely regularly hear Bhagavatam. So why that? Because he has to finish his school so he can get a job, so he can raise his family. So that's natural. We're not criticizing. But still, the higher platform is just to dedicate oneself fully and have faith that Krishna will carry what we lack. He'll preserve it. We don't have to have association of women. We don't have to have family, children, and so on. We may think of how is it possible. Even Prabhupada is thinking, how can I give up my family, my children, and so on. But he said, then by the mercy of my spiritual master, I was able to give up. And now I have so many children without the botheration of a wife. So this is the easiest way, or the best way, but still, there's perfect and more perfect and most perfect. So this is the most perfect way, just simply dedicate. From today, make a determination. I'm only going to serve Krishna. I'm only going to do what's pleasing to Krishna. If my family suffers, well, that's their problem. Of course, that's the basic sense. But especially if we don't have immediate family, like mother and children and others, we shouldn't be dependent on them. We shouldn't become their servants, buy chocolate for them and so on. We may have to, because we're dependent on them. But ultimately, we shouldn't be dependent on them. They should come into our orbit. Especially in the Vedic culture, the son should control the mother. This is the Vedic culture. He should be, in a loving way, he should be able to explain to her that this is your real self-interest. You should also serve Prabhupada's mission. But you want to... naturally, a woman wants to serve her children and her relatives. This is natural. Therefore, in the Vedic culture, the man is the leader. The woman has to agree. So, by love and by superior argument, you should be able to convince your mother that take up this process of chanting Hare Krishna. Don't be attached to the bodily platform. In this life on your son, in the last life I may have been something else. I may have been your enemy. Who knows? In the next life, who knows? This is simply skin disease, Prabhupada called it. Skin disease. Of course, we don't do anything that's impractical. Just like Mother Maji was saying, while her husband is there with his father, and maybe an inheritance, and so, you know, that also we can consider. This is service to Krishna. If we can get money to use in Krishna's service, we're not callous to that. In other words, we're not impractical. But we shouldn't compromise that now because my mother is not happy with me. I have to do it like this, I have to do it like that. No. We should think my first loyalty is to my spiritual master, Krishna. And if they're pleased, then everyone else will be pleased. And we have that faith. And it's a fact. If Krishna is pleased, and Krishna will be pleased if we're sincerely trying to please the mission of the spiritual master, then everyone else will be pleased. If they're not pleased, that means they're envious of Krishna. They have a problem. So we should preach to them. Why are you not pleased that I'm serving Krishna? This is my constitutional position. Why do you want me to serve you? Why are you taking Krishna's position? You want me to be your servant, but that's not my position. My constitutional position on the spiritual platform is to be a servant of Krishna. So you have to take the position of the guru, just like Kapila Muni. No, Kadava. No, Kapila took the position of guru for his mother, Devahuti. Of course, he was the supreme. But still, that's there in our culture. Mother Kunti was being controlled by her sons, by the Pandavas. Why? Because women are not given independence. Why? Because they are prone to sense gratification. And they are more self-centered. Prabhupada said we have to save them from their own selfishness. Why do you say selfishness? Yeah, because they're always thinking like that. This is my failure. This is my... And someone else is... No, with the devotee, he's thinking... Everyone is Krishna's family. Some are remembering, some are forgetting. But let me bring them all into remembrance. And therefore he is equal to everyone. He's not just a selfish mind. But no, he sees everyone as an extension of the spiritual master's mission. And they're just, some of them are forgetting that. And so we have to awaken that. Don't you know, you should be serving to the Prabhupada's mission. That way, he's equal to everyone. By preaching to everyone, and cooperating with everyone, who are those who are understand, who are awakened to their real position. We should cooperate with them. Those who are not awakened, we should wake them up. That way, we are equal to everyone. We don't just think this is mine, I and mine. This is a false ego. Okay? What's the problem with that? Yeah, it's a change of relationship, and your mother may be shocked. Oh, how can you talk to me like that? I'm your mother. You say, I'm talking to you like that because I love you. But I want you to remain entrapped in this material world, birth after birth, in this false conception that you're this body. I want you to come to the spiritual side. And then she'll protest. Well, still, you don't have any right to tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do, but don't you tell me what to do. My first duty is to serve Krishna. Why are you interfering with my service to Krishna? Because that's what you'll do. Every mother. No, you should not. You should serve your family members. No, you should, you know, they won't like it that you're solely dedicated to the Lord. Nobody likes it on the material side because they feel threatened by that. They feel that they have a right to demand service from you. They've earned that right. They've changed your diaper so many times. So now I have the right, you have to serve me. But it's not like that. That's karma mentality. You brought me into the world because you wanted a child. And for your pleasure, you served me. It's not pure service. Only pure service can come when Krishna's in the center. If we put anyone else in the center, then it's not pure. So in the Grihastha Ashram, then the ideal Grihasthas, they have to learn how to deal with their wife and children in that way. So it's a little difficult. It's not so, you know, natural by material estimation. It's not natural. But they're saying this is our real nature, spiritual nature, not the, that with this body, skin disease. Okay? So think, you know, to use your intelligence, use your intelligence how to inject without creating disturbance. We don't want to be counterproductive. That's true. But still, we don't want to compromise. We don't want to make them adverse to Krishna consciousness, especially if they're already inclined to the devotional activities. But we have to bring them to the more to a higher level, or at least not let them interfere with our natural position as servant. I think you should tell your mother, Krishna, or something.